So tonight is just a few scriptures I just feel led to read tonight is John 4, chapter 14, verse 1, New Living Translation says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going." This is so, the scripture is so powerful. We haven't really got to the main things. We're going to dive into it next week. But let's read that again. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It just seems like the world's getting darker and darker, and it's becoming more and more discouraging as the day goes on. But Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. That's not always easy. It's not. It's not always easy to trust in God. And then he goes on and he said, there is more than enough room in my Father's house. That means there's room for everybody. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? I just love the scripture, and it says, when everything is ready, I will come and get you. Yeah. Man, that's so cool. He's going to get us. Yeah. He's going to take care of us so that you will always be with me where I am. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always with us. Yeah. So, and then he'll always be with us on the other side too. And you know the way to where I am going. Verse 5, no, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way? And here we go, Jesus. Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I want to stop there a minute. Is the way. He's the way to everything. Mm-hmm. See, we just think this is just the salvation thing, but he's the way for you to have peace. He's the way for your revelation. He's the way to outline everything you need in life. He's the way. Not just salvation. I'm going to say a prayer. Come to church. We're going to feel good. He's the way to see success in your life. He's the way to have peace in your life. He's the way to settle your mind. He's the way to give you knowledge and revelation. He's the way to open everything up. See, we read things and we just Cadillac through these things and, you know, like Brother Hagin says, just Cadillacing through the, reading the Bible, you know, we just read stuff and we just think, yeah. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know me and have seen him. So we see that what? Jesus is a direct relationship to the Father. But I love this. Again, Jesus says, I am the way. Yeah. The way in everything, right? He's the truth. Meaning, the truth may not be convenient. The truth may not be what we want to hear, but he's the truth. And then he is the life. You know? And we just don't have time tonight to go into other scriptures we'll go into. But this scripture portion, we're going to kind of team up some other scriptures. We're going to see this scripture impacts every area of our life. And a lot of the scriptures are hinged off of this revelation right here, of him being the way. All the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Lord is proclaiming this right here. So he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And no one can come to the Father except through me. The way. The way. So what we're going to get into next week is more depth on scripture and to mirror this and to pivot on several scriptures here, which don't have time tonight. because I think we already had church. Amen. Yep. You know, sometimes you can, you know, the Lord does things and you kind of can take away from it if you keep going, you know, do things and there's not really, you're not really led to do certain things. And I don't feel like I'm led to do or go, but I feel like we need to camp on this scripture just for a minute before we take off and to realize, you know, meditate on this week. He's the way. Any answer you need, anything you need, He is the answer. It's a person, right? Because, you know, people will say things like, well, what is truth? Truth is a person. And life is a person. It comes from, it emanates from the Father. It emanates through Jesus. And so anything we need, revelation, that's why Jesus says, you don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, right? Because the natural manifests because of Him, the supernatural. We don't have bread, we don't have the things in the natural because unless it's apart from Him, right? So whether it was revelation, finances, anything that we need, it's you know, and there's people that have finances, they're evil, but they didn't get it through God. And just like Proverbs and Psalms talks about, there's a whole lot of sorrow added to that. You know, you can have money, but you can't have prosperity if you're wicked, right? Yeah. I mean, money and prosperity are not the same thing. Prosperity is a godly concept. Just having money is yeah. So again, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, we're looking for answers, we're looking for things, but it all comes back to Him. If we're gonna camp out, we're gonna connect. That's a revelation that I'm having more just in my personal life, is just the more I connect with Him, the more I have illumination, the more I see in the Word, and the more I see things in my own life. Right? He's shining a light, a path, and it's because of Him. Not because I'm so wonderful or I'm so great. You know, just thinking about how there are people who are lost in, you know, like, you know, people that are, you know, in really immoral, perverted lifestyles and all these other lifestyles and everything. And they, you know, do these parades and everything too. And they're flaunting themselves, you know. And everybody's like, well, you condemn them because of this or that. I'm like, no, I have the revelation that I was a sinner. I mean, I have fallen short of the glory of God. And for somebody to pray down around and say, I'm just perfect and wonderful and I'm in my sin and everything else too. We are lost without Jesus. There is no way that I ever say, well, because you have an alternate lifestyle, I'm better than you or anything else. That's not it at all. The interesting thing is, I don't know why we're going off on this, but as we close, you know, one of the interesting things about Jesus' time when the sinners were there is because they knew they were sinners, right? Today, sinners, they don't think they're sinners, right? They think they're wonderful and they're great and everything's wonderful. It all comes back to, we need Jesus and we need an awakening, right? And we need the way, the truth, and the life, right? So some people aren't receiving Jesus because they don't see Him as the truth. They think their personal opinion is their truth, yeah. Right? So they're not accepting the way and they don't have life. Because apart from Him, there is no life. And so so you can see it all comes back to, right, where if we have the revelation about He's the way, the truth, and the life, that means everything that comes out of His mouth, His opinions, His thoughts, changes us, impacts us, and brings life into us. Even when we don't agree with it, right? Because guess what? His way and my way, we come together, somebody's got to change, and it's not going to be Him. And it's got to be me. But when I have the understanding that, I was a sinner. Yes, I'm not perfect. Yes, we're not perfect, but He's perfect. And my pride, whether I think my lifestyle is great and I don't need God and everything, there's a dangerous area because I'm getting into an area without Him. And without Him, it's all lost. I mean, it's just worthless. And I'm just heaping up ashes until I'm out of here, until I check out, and then it gets really bad. But thank God, every area, we're diving into this next week, but every area of our life, if it's not connected with Him, it's not good. It's not good. Jesus, we thank you so much that you're the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you that you're opening ourselves up, Lord. That we have revelation because of you. We have a life because of you. We have peace because of you. We have chaos all around us. But we just thank God that we got Jesus. It doesn't matter what the world's doing, how they're freaking out, what they think, what they do. We got Jesus tonight, and we thank you for it. We glorify you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your word. There's freedom in your name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, everybody have a great day.